Isaiah 46. Now, this is talking about how foolish it is to worship idols. And you may think that Isaiah just keeps on about it, and all the prophets keep on about it. But it's because it is really relevant to all of us, because we all have this tendency to go against the idea that there is one God. We all say we believe there's one God, but really, if there is only God, then any worship of anything else is just absolutely worshipping idols. So, Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Now, Bel was the god of Babylon. Their idols are on the animals and on the livestock. The things that you carried about are made a load, a burden to the weary. They stoop, they bow down together. They couldn't deliver the burden, but themselves have been carried away into captivity. I think this is the picture of the people going into captivity with their idols now packed on the back of their animals. Just as Isaiah's been mocking how these idols were made. We read earlier how a man cut down a tree, used half of it to make an idol, and with the other half he used it as firewood to make a fire. So listen to me, house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel that have been carried from their birth, that have been carried from the womb, and even to old age, I am he. And even to grey hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Yes, I will carry and will deliver. So God is saying, look, I'm with you from your childhood to your old age and to your death. And this is how God is. But the tragedy is they didn't want it. They wanted to stay in Babylon, in Persia. It's a tragedy today that people just don't want the gospel. They don't want the love of God. They just are so obsessed with whatever's going on immediately in their lives. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Some pour out gold from the bag and weigh silver in the balance. They hire a goldsmith and he makes it a god. They fall down, yes, they worship. They carry it on the shoulder, set it in its place, and it stands from its place. It will not move. Yes, one may cry to it, yet it cannot answer nor save him out of his trouble. They're saying that a man gets some gold and he thinks, well, with part of this gold, I'll turn that actually into the idol, and part of the gold I'll pay to the goldsmith to actually make the idol for me. It's the same idea as the man who cuts down a tree and turns half of it into an idol, and the other half of the trunk he burns as firewood. Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, you transgressors. So God's saying, look, remember this. This is what you've done. Repent. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel will stand and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country. Guess this is talking about how God raised up Cyrus to let the Jews go back, but they didn't want to. Most of them, they stayed there in captivity. I have spoken, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed, I will also do it. So yes, God promised he would restore the people. But as I say, most of them preferred to stay there in exile. They preferred the soft life rather than actually the reality of being in God's kingdom. Just like today, we offer people the hope of the kingdom, but they don't want it. Listen to me, you stout-hearted, who are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. And my salvation will not wait, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory.